Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to Espresso here on 101.7 World FM with Tony Sorgiovanni. It is Friday. That means it is time for the Italian Top 5. But first, we had Paul London with Gloria. And we also have some special guests. They flew into Edmonton just on purpose to be married here with us and spending time with us. And we have here none other than Tony and Tina. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you? What's going on?
Not much. How about yourself? Are you guys enjoying being here in Edmonton? I know we have a lot of family here, but it's never really been an area you've been to.
It's good. It's good. It's a little cold, but it could be colder, so it's not bad.
Yeah, I brought my fur, so I think I'm okay.
That's good. Yeah, I always want to be careful, just in case. Even at night, though, it gets a little bit colder. But hopefully, the wedding and the alcohol and everything, you won't even feel the cold, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We plan on having lots of booze, lots of family, lots of friends. It's going to be a crazy wedding this weekend.
Open bar, so it'll be good.
None of that cash.
No. Italians get very offended if it's not, you know?
The cash only belongs in the envelopes to give you guys as a gift.
That's right.
That's exactly. The only place you need cash. So is everything set to go? You guys all ready to go? All the family here?
Yeah, a couple last-minute preparations, just making sure my dress is all fitted and everything, catering food. I had a little bit of an issue making sure I had enough pancetta because we have a lot of guests coming, and if my family doesn't have at least, 10 pounds of pancetta per table, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah. Well, I can see that happening, yeah.
I think everything is pretty good on my end. I haven't seen my best man in a little bit. He went into that mall of yours, and I don't think he's been able to find his way out so far, because I heard it's pretty big.
Yeah, he got a little lost.
Pretty big. So, he might still be at the beach in the mall.
He might be. I just hope he makes it out in time. That's my only concern.
For sure.
We may have to go fish him out of there. Don't worry.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, thank you very much, first of all, for being here and co-hosting with me. And, of course, maybe some of these songs we'll play today, you'll maybe want to play tonight. Let your DJ know ahead of time.
Absolutely. We're always looking for new, awesome music.
Well, let's start off. We do an Italian Top 5 every Friday. So we're going to start it off right now with the number 5 song. This guy's a legend in Italy. He even has his own version of rock band called Vasco. Here he is with the number 5 song in Italy called Un Mondo Migliore on 101.7 World FM. That was a number 4 song in Italy from Giorgia, her latest Oro Nero here on 101.7 World FM. You are listening to Espresso with Tony Sorgiovanni. And of course, we have Tony and Tina here for this special occasion. They're getting married. Big venue. You can tell it's a big Italian family when we're doing the River Cree Resort and Casino.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's 800 people, which is not enough. So we actually have to get married twice in 2 days.
It's only going to cover half the family.
Yeah. Because, we have you could consider it a big wedding, I'd say, yeah.
So, okay, well, I figured it's always weddings are on Saturdays. So tonight is nice. You get, maybe the extended family and all that, but the main family should all be there tomorrow night.
Yeah. The pre-wedding. People are still straggling in from out of town.
It's just like Sunday dinner during the week. The
exactly,
same idea.
Yes. But yeah, it's going to be a great party. Of course, luckily, I'll be there at the Saturday evening, not tonight, because tonight, it's more like friends of family and things like that, too. So no problem with that.
Sure. Yeah. I just got a text from Uncle Vito. He's not actually going to be able to make it down, from New York. So Tony, as some of you don't know, Tony, I refer to him as Sonny because, he just makes me smile like this Edmonton sunshine.
Yeah. And
Uncle Sonny, I would really appreciate it if you could maybe just take his place and walk me down the aisle tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
Would that be okay?
I'd be honored to do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. You
Uncle
sure?
Vito is going to be so jealous when he hears this.
Just make sure she gets there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. No, it'll be fine. I've been a little nervous, but I'm relaxed now.
I'm sure she'll be fine.
I did a little gambling at the casino, and I'm feeling a little better, so I think it'll be okay.
If not, we'll go gambling just before the ceremony again tomorrow.
Perfect!
Yeah. Get some winnings, it'll make you even happier.
Yeah, that's all for the
You hear the ding, ding, ding of the slots, you'll be ecstatic after that.
Done, right?
It's like wedding bells.
Exactly, there you go.
But with money.
Yeah. The extra bonus, yeah. And then you get more money later on that night.
Perfect. Yeah.
Well, I'd be honored to do that. Thank you very much for even thinking of me.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem at all.
Extra definitely. Cannolis for you.
Okay, sounds good. We'll have the extra plate on this side. Forget about everybody else at the table. All right, well, let's continue on with the Italian Top 5. Then we'll continue talking about the wedding and other details just to get wonder what's happening and all that. But right now, it is time for the number 3 song in Italy from Marco Mengoni, Psyche, on 101.7 World FM. That was the brand new number one song in Italy from J-Ax and Fedez, featuring Stash Elevante Asensio here on 101.7 World FM. And play a little bit more music. We'll do a quick recap of the top five. The first one was Vasco Rossi with Un Mondo Migliore. At number four, Giorgia Oronero. Number three, Marco Mengoni with Saike. And at number two, we heard just before the number one song, Tiziano Ferro, Potremmo Ritornare. Had to get the details here, talking to Tina here about walking her down the aisle tomorrow. So had to play some more music, couldn't really talk. But now we got everything finalized. We're ready to go for tomorrow.
I think we should update our song list to include some of those songs because they're pretty good.
I've been jamming out. Is there any way you can hook us up with these people? Bring them to the wedding?
To be here in time? I don't know about that. They're in Italy, so it's like at least a 10-hour flight to get out here.
Express flights.
We'll get the private jet from the River Cree.
The first one was really good. It sounded like if Andrea Bocelli had a rock band. That's what it sounded like to me.
Very well said. That's a great comparison, yeah. So we'll see. We'll play some of that tonight. We'll talk to the DJ at least and see if we can get them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So everything's all set. Like you said, everything's prepared. All the people are arriving. Of course, big thing is a priest, because you're even bringing in your own priest instead of the local parish here. So
we don't want strangers.
Our priest, he's been a little on again, off again the wagon, so you know it's been a little bit of a coercion to try and get him here on time.
Too much
and
of the Holy Communion with the wine
and everything. Yeah, he was doing some spiritual retreating for a while, as he mentioned it, but I think he should be all right.
Yeah. He needs this. He needs to get out a little bit, so it'll be good for him.
Yeah.
Perfect. And so we're all set there. Of course, it's going to be great food there. It's an Italian wedding. Come on.
Of course, I wanted Grandma Nunzio to actually do all the cooking, but she said she actually wanted to enjoy the day, which I understand.
Oh, that's a cop-out.
It is. It's true. But what are you going to do? But we got Vinny Black and his great catering family to cater all the food.
Yeah, they're really incredible. Really good stuff.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm the only thing really that's left up in the air is the weather. You know, we're hoping that it stays really nice. And, you know, I'm glad that it's a little on the chilly side, because honestly, you don't want to be sweating in your wedding dress.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that cool, dry feeling. So we're good there. And, you know, as long as it doesn't start snowing and flights start getting delayed or whatever, we should be good.
I'm ready to eat.
Now you're making me hungry.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a lot of food tonight, so it's better not to fill up now today.
Absolutely. Yeah. Save your appetite, please.
Now, it is 12:32. Speaking of weather, going to do a quick weather update before we get to El Noticiario. And then we'll talk a little bit more here with Tony and Tina. It is currently 5 degrees in Edmonton. I know you guys are used to New York and it's Fahrenheit, but here it's Celsius. So 5 degrees is, I don't know.
I
saw the signs on the road 100 miles an hour, and I realized it's probably not miles.
It's kilometers.
You guys would be a little crazy if that was true.
Well, it's also probably like 110 degrees in a hotel room right now, because I just kept pushing it up. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's going to be a sauna when you get back there.
Gas is really cheap. It's like, I just saw like, I don't know, said like 29 or something. I'm like, this isn't gallons, is it?
No. It's 78 cents a liter. It's like a quarter of a gallon.
All right. We got to get all these conversions, right?
Well, good thing you're not driving, you don't have to worry about gas.
Yeah.
Well, it is currently 5 degrees Celsius here in Edmonton. The wind's out of the west at 16 kilometers, not miles per hour. 16 miles per hour would be pretty bad. And it is going to be sunny this afternoon. Winds out of the southwest, 20 gusting to 40 kilometers an hour, and a high of +4. So we're going to be cooling down just a little bit. For tonight, it's going to be a few clouds. Winds out of the southwest, 20 gusting to 40, and then later in the evening with a low of -7. For tomorrow, increasing cloudiness early in the morning, a high of +1. So it's going to be nice to take the pictures tomorrow. And then on Sunday, sunny with a high of -2. And it's going to be sunny the rest of the week, too, with a high of -1 on Tuesday, -3 on Wednesday. And for December 1st, -4 degrees. It's amazing that it's only -4 on December 1st. I know that doesn't seem much to you, but for here, it's very nice. I'll go out with no jacket. I'll just go out with a sweater like that. So,
I'll believe you.
As you saw today, I don't have a jacket. I came with this sweater, and that's it. So right now, it is time for Noticiario. Then we'll get back to here with Tony and Tina, and a little surprise for everybody, too, here on 101.7 World FM. That was Elisa's latest Bruciare per te here on 101.7 World FM. And of course, I am here with Tony and Tina, who are getting married. And because it's such a big family, we're doing two marriages and weddings tonight and tomorrow night at the River Cree.
It's a double whammy.
Well, it's a big venue. It's called a venue. We need that big venue, and still wasn't enough. Too bad Commonwealth Stadium was booked already.
I know. Right? We could have really used that, huh?
That's true.
Or Rogers Place, the new arena, but that there's a game. Don't worry.
We could ask them to, you know, reschedule or something.
Yeah. No, the hockey's pretty big here. They wouldn't want to reschedule, no matter how much money you want to give them. Yeah, no big artists or anything, you know, singers right now, but hockey is happening right now. So
sounds like fun. Yeah.
So we've talked about everything. Everything's all ready to go and all that. So everyone always wants to know what's next after the wedding. Where's the honeymoon?
Well, that's interesting because we kind of wanted to do a few things. A
little bit of something.
So she wanted to go to the beach.
Yeah.
I wanted to go out of space. So we figured, what would be better than the West Edmonton Mall?
We could do it
all. You can get everything. You can go underwater.
Roller coasters.
Anything.
It's going to be a blast.
I'm excited.
The roller coaster has three loop-de-loops.
I love loop-de-loops.
I'm all about the loop-de-loop.
You could even try skating. I know in New York, but we have a skating rink indoors, so you don't have to worry about the cold.
My coordination isn't that great. I'm not going to lie to you.
You could be off skates. And
I'm
going to
fall a lot.
You'd fall even without skates
I'm
on that
ice. I'm a very bad equilibrium. I have no balance. I just fall.
That's okay, baby. We'll work on it.
You can hang on to her.
Oh, yeah.
As
we're
usual.
Both going down.
We're both going down, exactly. As usual, exactly. Well, right now, we're just going to do a quick song here, too. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. And I can't believe it. It's already 45 minutes of the show. We only have 15 minutes left.
My God, it goes by so fast when we're with hopefully you, Uncle Sonny.
Thank you. Too bad. It seems too fast, though.
It's too fast.
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully, it won't be that bad or too fast tonight and tomorrow.
No, we'll take it real slow tonight.
Sounds especially good. Tonight.
After the wedding. Here is Benji and Feather with Amore Wi-Fi on 101.7 World FM. It is Friday. It is Espresso. It is Tony Sergiovanni. Of course, I have Tony and Tina been talking about their wedding. Everything's happening tonight and tomorrow, but we do have to let people in because a lot of people do know. Yes, it's not real. It is a comedy that's happening at the River Cree. So I want you guys to introduce yourselves, what your real names are to let everybody know.
Sure. I'm Emily, and I'll be playing Tina.
And I'm Greg. I'll be playing Tony.
You guys did a great job. I'm sure a lot of people were thinking, oh, wow, they really are getting married.
Wow, there's some crazy people up here.
And just the difference between the way you're speaking now and the accents and everything you guys had going as your characters, just I started laughing the first time I heard it when you guys were talking earlier.
Like, you weren't even expecting the accent.
Because I wasn't sure exactly what kind of accent, how if it would be like too over the top, or it would be just like influenced. And when I heard it, it's like, I was talking to two different people after I spoke to you guys earlier today.
You really have to like tune it on and tune it off. It kind of just pops into your head because you're so used to, you know, getting into character like that.
So just to let our listeners know, okay, so Emily, your last name is?
Denova.
Denova and
Joffe.
Joffe. So I have to ask, because we always do that for everybody who's on here with the Italian program, where is your family from in Italy? It's a big thing here.
Naples.
Naples. Okay, all from Napoli. And yourself?
Sicily.
And you were mentioned somewhere else.
And Northern Italy. I'm not exactly sure where, though.
But mostly Sicilian.
I apologize. Yes, mostly Sicilian.
Okay. And so have you ever been back there? Have you ever been to those areas in Italy?
I have not.
You have not? No.
I have not either. Okay. But I'm going to.
We're horrible Italians.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you did say you spent a lot of time in Florence, though.
Yeah, I spent 6 months in Florence cooking and singing.
And you don't really remember much. It was quite
a
few years ago.
I was really starting
to get good at it. She indulged in the homemade wine and
she became Italian all of a sudden.
I was starting to pick it up, but then once you get back and you know you're not around it, it really goes right out. So I am sad about that. So.
Yeah, I took 3 semesters of Italian in college. But again, when you don't use it at all, just it goes, unfortunately.
Yeah,
we're hoping the lovely people of Edmonton will, you know, re-enlighten us.
Well, I will say this. I don't know how many people will be speaking proper Italian to you. There might be a lot of dialects being spoken, though,
we'll
or half English, half Italian words.
Most of the perfect place for it.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be a slow and steady.
Like, we have so many words that are half Italian, half English living here for so long. It's
amazing.
Like, let's go down to the Storo and get something to eat. Or something like that.
We'll just add a no on everything. It'll be fine.
Exactly. My favorite word, though, that is made into half Italian, half English is, of course, the word garbage. In Italian, it's spazzatura, to throw something in the garbage. And people here say garbicho. It's like, that is the most original way of, instead of saying garbaggio or garbicho with a C in there instead of spazzatura. It's like, I love that one.
Very epic.
In New York, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, we kind of have an Italian-American language as opposed to...
it's like, get out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to eat some gabagol.
Sopranos. Everybody who's seen The Sopranos, those are the words that are used.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
It's all very true. We can't say some of them on the air, but I wanted to say the name of the boat, but I didn't.
We are the stereotypical New Yorkers.
At least your characters are.
Yes.
So where you guys are? You were both from New York? Or
I was born and raised on Long Island, New York.
Nice.
And I'm originally from Connecticut.
So are you upset the Islanders moved to Brooklyn? Or do you not follow the Islanders?
A lot of people are. I'm not a huge hockey guy. I'm a baseball guy. I can only afford to designate 162 games for one sport with such a busy schedule. I'm a big Yankee fan.
Yankees?
They're not going anywhere, so that's all I'm concerned about. But my family, big on being Long Islanders, big Islander fans, not too happy about taking the train over to Brooklyn.
Yeah. And for yourself, how about in Connecticut? Does that mean...
We have no sports.
Yeah. You used to have Hartford.
Yeah,
we did.
Used to have
the Whalers.
Yes, we did. I am unfortunately not coordinated enough to have ever played a sport, but I do appreciate hockey. I think it's really fun to go see live, so hopefully we'll be able to check some out while we're here.
Unfortunately, no live games this weekend. They're on the road. Actually, they play Sunday afternoon, but you guys are going to be gone by then. It would be a perfect afternoon game, 1 o'clock.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. We'll have to make sure you guys come back again.
Absolutely.
It's not just these 2 days and that's it. You guys got to come back to Edmonton, spend more time.
We'd love
and
to.
And check out the rest of it.
We'll get remarried. It'll be great.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, no, and that's one thing I want to mention to let our listeners know. You guys are actually a real-life couple.
That is true. Yes. We met at the audition for the Tony and Tina revival in New York. And we got cast opposite one another. At that point,
he hasn't left me alone since.
It's true. And here we are.
Yeah, we've been married probably over 40 times. And now we can add that we've gotten married internationally. So this will be our first international marriage. So we hope you guys all come out.
Yeah. So with that, I have to ask this too. And is there any pressure for you guys to get married in real life from families because you get married so many times?
Is it foreshadowing? I don't know.
Our families love to talk about it, but we just let them.
we've gotten married so many times that we almost don't need to get married again.
It's kind of lost its value.
If we did, everyone who would come would be Tony and Tina alumni, so it really would be no difference.
It would just be another wedding. Another day, another wedding.
Exactly. Well, unfortunately, this hour has flown by. Thank you very much once again for coming in to be on the show and co-host with me today for the full hour. It's been a pleasure meeting you and, of course, having you here in Edmonton. And it's hopefully, like I said, you guys get to come back because it'd be great to spend more time with you here and seeing Tony and Tina's wedding.
So much.
Thank you. We had a blast.
It's been a pleasure. And just let people know it is real, though. I am going to be walking you down the aisle tomorrow night.
Oh, no. It's happening. He will be walking me down the aisle if I agree to walk down the aisle. So we'll see.
See, now you have to scare me like that.
Keep you on your toes.
Okay. It's all right. Okay. I'll see how it goes. All right. Well, I'm going to leave a great song here. You got to have this kind of music, especially in an Italian wedding, because it's too much fun. It is a Tarantella techno version from 2000 from the Linguini Brothers.
So
I'm leaving you with that. And everybody come on down. There is still a little bit of seats, not too many seats left for tonight and tomorrow's show. So get them now before you can. It's going to be a great show tonight starting at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6 and also tomorrow night, same time. So see you guys at the River Creek Casino. Thank you very much once again. And it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
See you tonight.
Ciao, ciao a tutti.